Okay. It's been a long winter, and we've waited long enough.
It's time to bring the cash back.
Starting Monday, April 6th, the Gorilla's letting you bust into the banana bank.
Listen to the Gorilla on weekdays to break into the banana bank.
Yeah! And make off with the cash.
You'll have three chances to guess if the price of bananas goes up.
Or goes down.
If you're right, you win the cash.
And if you're right three times in a row, we give you a shot at the big banana bank bonus.
Oh, I can't believe this!
Don't you want that?
This spring, win your share of tens of thousands of dollars.
The money starts flowing Monday morning, April 6th. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Good luck from 95.3 Gorilla.
What day of the week is it?
Puddly thrilling.
It's thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling subject.
You don't sound thrilled about it.
All right, fine. I'm thrilled. Okay, thrilled.
Oh, great.
It's just Thursday.
Thursday
is more than just another Thursday.
All right, then.
Come on, thrill me, chill me.
Showtime.
Thrill me, chill me. Here we go. I don't want to chill you. No, we're just getting warm up in here. Let's do this thing. It is time for cash on Monday morning. We're getting ready to kick off the Banana Bank. You've heard about this, right? The Banana Bank is amazing. Here's how it works. Three times a day, every weekday, starting on Monday, you're going to have three chances to call in at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. Starting on Monday, on weekdays, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. Call number 10, all you need to do is tell me, will the price of bananas go up or go down? That's it. Up or down. That's it. If you're right, you get to win the cash. Or you can keep playing. Yeah, once you win, you can tell me, is it going to go up or down again? And if you're right a second time, you can keep that amount of money. Or you can keep playing. If you're right for a third time, you're going to get the big banana bank bonus. And that's where the money gets crazy, insane, huge, okay? The banana bank, your shot to win anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars. It happens right here on 95.3, and it all kicks off Monday morning. Good luck.
Cash is back on 95.3 Gorilla.
Starting Monday morning, make sure you're here if you want to win thousands of dollars.
The Gorilla's Banana Bank is back open,
and we have your shot to score a huge amount of money.
Don't need nothing more.
Your favorite hit music Gorilla wants to make you rich in 2026.
Starting April 6th, win hundreds or even thousands of dollars from the local Gulf Coast station with Ryan, Alyssa, Jesse, and all the music you love.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So we're talking about technology this morning, specifically because this is really shocking, okay? Almost 2 out of 3 people that say they plan to have kids in the next 10 years say that they're going to raise their kids without phones, without screens, without iPads. We're literally talking 60 to 70%. It's like, you know, almost 2 out of 3 people saying they're going to try and raise their kids with the type of technology that they had growing up, which is nothing, right? We had TVs. A computer was a thing that lived in its own room. So I want to know, what's something that you think technology has just totally ruined for us? I feel like this is going to be good. You're first. Good morning.
Oh, you know, remember albums, you know, when they're on the big record, you put them on the old turntable and you put it down and hear that.
Do I remember them? We've got them all right here in the studio, of course. I don't have anything to play them on, but yeah, of course I remember. Of course I do. Those are now long gone.
Just a crisp, awesome sound from an album.
Yeah, that sound that you get when it comes out of the little wrapper, the little paper that's in there. Yeah, 100%. They also didn't sound great, too, though, let's be real.
Oh, yeah, you don't have the highs, you don't have the lows. I mean, you do, but you don't have the highs and lows from an album. Don't have that.
Oh, you mean the dynamics, okay.
And the little, you play the album too much, and then you got the... on it. Oh, loved it.
See, as a millennial, I do kind of love my CDs and digital music, though, for real. Like, there are some things, you know, like the record scratch that I can't live without. But yes, I know exactly what you mean. Records are kind of a thing that we've sort of lost. What's something else that technology has just ruined for you?
People not being able to confront each other in person. They always hide behind a computer screen.
Yeah, social media has definitely done that. People will never, ever, ever be brave enough to say what they say on their phone. Yes, I know. I agree with you. Lisa's next. Lisa, you agree with that one, right?
Communication with people. People don't know how to talk to people anymore.
No, the Gen Z stare, man, it freaks me out. Yeah, they just kind of stare at you like, huh? Yeah, yeah. You know, this is the part where you talk.
Exactly.
This is the part where you say something. I've talked. Now you have to say something back to me. Yeah, it's kind of rough. All right, time for one more. What's something you think the technology has ruined?
Relationships.
Have you experienced this?
Oh, the wife is on Facebook all day and doesn't pay attention to the husband. The husband's on the internet all day looking at boats or trucks. And
man, I should get like a psychology degree or something. I should become a radio therapist.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, RS-25 engines lit. 4, 3, 2, 1, booster ignition. And liftoff. The crew of Artemis 2 now bound for the moon. Humanity's next great voyage begins.
That was the biggest show on Earth yesterday for Showbiz Buzz. Artemis 2 officially on its way to the moon. Lord Muraski has the rest of our news today.
Speculation continues to swirl around when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce may tie the knot. Us Weekly claims to have a lot of the deets, with one source dishing that the two are making all the decisions together. Insiders say that the engaged pair may get married in the summer, June 13th to be exact, in Rhode Island. Well, we all know T-Swift loves number 13. Meanwhile, in royal news, In Touch reports that Prince Harry continues to get iced out by the royal family, but his father, King Charles III, might be having a change of heart. A source says Charles is at the point where he wants to forgive Harry and find a path forward. Yet, Harry's brother, Prince William, won't budge. Alas, the drama continues. Believe it or not, Star Magazine reports that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie continue to battle over finances. Caught off the success of his film F1, Brad is sitting pretty with a reported $100 million payday now that a sequel is on the way. Insiders say it bothers Angie that Brad has money to burn and she has to be more cautious and continue to quote-unquote balance the books. Celebrity problems.
That's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Thursday. It's April 2nd.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Michael Fassbender, was it in Jane Eyre? You had a horse.
Yeah.
No, you had a very badly behaved horse on Jane
Prince.
Eyre.
Yeah.
Prince was the
yeah.
horse.
Yeah, yeah.
So what would happen?
Well, he used to get quite aroused whenever I got in his back.
That's Michael Fassbender. He's turning 49 today. I love his stuff. I love his work in Alien. He's a really, really fantastic actor. So is Christopher Maloney. He's turning 65 today.
Apparently you have won butt awards. Are you aware that you've won butt awards?
You know, I heard rumors, but I didn't want to believe it because it was just too much of a dream come true. Now, do you get one trophy or two? I think it should double as a statue and a walnut cracker. Well, that's what I do at parties. That's what I juggle and I crack walnuts.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, he's turning 65 today. On this date back in 1978, Velcro was first put on the market. And a TV show premiered on April 2nd, 1978. It was a primetime soap opera on CBS. You recognize this theme song? Yeah, baby, that's Dallas. Dallas premiered today, April 2nd, 1978. That was 48 years ago. That's Dallas. And April 2nd is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at, way at, way at. Now there you go.
Here's Brian from Family Guy singing the peanut butter and jelly song. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Thursday. It's April 2nd.